afraid that if you're going to make the chuppah on Matzoy Shabbos, we're afraid that on Shabbos the whole day, you're going to be thinking about the chuppah. You're going to start making cheshbonos. Do we invite enough people? Didn't we invite enough people? You're going to have cheshbonos. And Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'da bedover, that on Shabbos you're not supposed to talk about these things. For the Gemara, if that's true, omlo yabaya, v'cheshbonos shom mitzvah mi'asiri, is it also to think about mitzvahs on Shabbos? Like you're thinking about the chuppah you're going to make tonight. So chuppah is a mitzvah. So on Shabbos you're allowed to make preparations, think about the chasna. You're thinking about a mitzvah. For Rav Chisda of Rav Amnuna, the Yarmi Tavari, they both said, cheshbonos shom mitzvah, mutal l'cheshbon b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make cheshbonos, think about doing mitzvahs. Yeah, it's like Basum say, to collect money for aniyim, you're allowed to make cheshbonos, think of lists, what you have to do for a mitzvah. Not to write, I mean, you're allowed to think about cheshbonos. V'yomri ablaza, poiskin stokal aniyim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make a psak, you can make an appeal on Shabbos, to make people pledge money to give to aniyim, even though they're pledging money, it's talking about money, you're making a cheshbon about the money, but since it's l'dvar mitzvah, you'll have to think about these things on Shabbos. The Yom Rab Yaakov, Yom Rab Yechanan, Holchim Labote Kinesias Labote Midrashois, Lefakech Al Iskei Rabin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to have a meeting to think about the Iskei Rabin, what the city needs, if the city needs another mikvah, what Sorkei Rabin is called a mitzvah. You're allowed to think about these things on Shabbos. V'yom Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Nafachin Tikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos. It's a question about saving somebody's life. You're also allowed to make cheshbonos, how to save him on Shabbos. It's a divine mitzvah, it's mutter. V'yom Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Yom Rabbi Yenison, Holchin L'Tatiyos L'Karkariyos, L'Fakech Aliskei Rabin B'Shabbos. You go to big meeting places. Rashi says it means Palte Melochim, to the king's palace. To the president, to the mayor, you go down and discuss things that are Iskei Rabin, b'Shabbos, that's all mutter, since it's a divine mitzvah. Right, the Batona de Menashia, Mishadkin al Tinoikis, Lieros b'Shabbos, you're allowed to make Shidduchim on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, you could talk about Shidduchim on Shabbos. V'yalatinik l'lamdei Sefer, if you want to think about putting your kid into a Sefer to learn Torah, it's mutter. To think about which yeshiva to send them to, you're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. Well, Lamba Yumdas, you want to send them to a trade school to learn a trade? It's also mutter, it's also a mitzvah. Rashi says, Lamba Yumdas, teach them a trade, mitzvah. The Yechsev Rei Chayim Mimisha, Asher Ahavto, Limad Umnois, Shehech Yohemenu, Ima Torah. Teach your son a trade that he'll be able to live with and learn Torah. So it's a mitzvah to teach your son a trade also. So if you want to teach your, think about which trade school to send your kid to learn a trade, that's also mutter. So if so, what's wrong with making the chasen of the chuppah? Moitzoy Shabbos, I don't care if you think about the cheshbonos, how to make the chuppah on Shabbos. You're allowed to think about it. So again, what's wrong with making the chuppah? Moitzoy Shabbos. Elu amar abzeiro, gzeiro shema yishchoit benoif. We're afraid that maybe you're going to make a cheshbon that you don't have enough food. You're making the chuppah mamash right after Shabbos. So you're going to make a cheshbon now, we have another 10 people coming, we don't have enough food, so we're afraid you're going to shecht the knife on Shabbos. Says the ben knife, because an knife is very easy to shecht, it's not such a hard thing, so maybe you'll forget and do it on Shabbos. It's very easy to make the shechita, so we're afraid maybe you'll shecht on Shabbos. That's the time why you can't make the chuppah mitzvah Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to prepare it on Shabbos. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said, if there's such a gzera like that, Ela Meyata, Yoyma Kippurim Shechalius B'Sheni B'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur comes out on Monday. So Mela, when is Erev Yom Kippur? On Sunday. And we know there's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So you have to have a big Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So who then? We should be afraid then that you're going to cook your Shech the Oif on Shabbos for your Suda of Sunday. So if so, Yidche, the Rabbanan should be Mantche Yom Kippur. There is the Bezdim with them, Makabal the Edim, to be Kaveya, the Chodesh. If they see that the way it is now, Yom Kippur will come out on Monday, they should not be Makabal the Edim today, but push off the Rosh Chodesh, make Rosh Hashanah the next day. Because they think Yom Kippur will come out first on Tuesday. Why? Gzei Rosham Yishchid Ben Eif. If you tell me we're afraid that if you have to make a Suda right after Shabbos, maybe you'll shecht the chicken on Shabbos, so you shouldn't let Erev Yom Kippur come out on Sunday. Maybe you'll shecht the knife on Shabbos for the Suddhas of Erev Yom Kippur. So Mora says no. Hosom du nafshei loy torit. The Suddha you have to have on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a private Suddha. In your own home, you have your mishpacha. We're not afraid you'll be so worried about it, you won't come to shech the knife on Shabbos for your Suda of Sunday, of Erev Yom Kippur. But hoch over here, if you're planning to make a chuppah chasna, Mitzvah Shabbos, to lacherim, you're not only making a private Suda for your own mishpacha, you're inviting a lot of people, you have other people involved. Torah, here you're much more worried about it, it's on your mind, and we're afraid if you start thinking about the chasna on Shabbos, you'll come to shech the knife on Shabbos. So that's one difference why even Yom Kippur, we're not afraid, but Mitzvah Shabbos, we're afraid not to make the chasna. Hinam in other Torah says, Hosa Mistle Ravcha. The Aloha Nerev Yom Kippur, I said that you have to have the Suda is first beyond. It's by daytime, you don't have to, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Monday. So true, Sunday Erev Yom Kippur, that's the day to have your big Suda. But you don't have to have it Mitzvah Shabbos at nighttime, you could have it first by daytime. So Mela, since you have the night of Mitzvah Shabbos to prepare, we're not afraid you'll shecht on Shabbos. The Rashi says, Islay Ravcha, Lishchoy Palayla, Shasuda Einu Ad L'mochor. The Yikas Suda Erev Yom Kippur is on the daytime. Mashenkin Hocho, Lesley Ravcha. Over here, if you're going to make the Chuppah on Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to prepare everything before Mitzvah Shabbos. So here we're afraid that you'll find out you don't have enough chicken, that maybe you'll shech the chicken on Shabbos. That's why we don't want you to make the chuppah on Mitzvah Shabbos. Mor says, Hashto di Yashil Hochi, once you come on to this svara that we're afraid, you'll come to shech on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Nami. Maybe that's the reason why you should not make the chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and you're going to have the first be on Friday night on Shabbos. Because the same thing, Zeira Mishema Yishchat Benoif. You have to also be afraid. And the Shita speaks out, the Pshat is, when you have the first Bia, the Shoshvinim, you have like the best men, your friends are still around you. They're not in the room there, but right after the first Bia also, you also have a little Besuda. So you have to be afraid of, have the first Bia Friday night on Shabbos, you'll also have to make a little of a Simcha then on Friday night. So you'll have to be afraid, maybe you won't have enough food for them, that you'll come to Shech, the Benoif, on Shabbos. So that's another reason why you should not make the chuppah on Friday, and have your first bia Friday night, because by the first bia, there's also shashvinin around, there's also afterwards they used to make a little party. So therefore you should have this gezeira that we're afraid you won't have enough food, maybe you'll shecht on Shabbos. So that's the reason why not to make it Mitzvah Shabbos. Right. Iboy lihu. Right. Iboy lihu. You have a new shah like this. Besula Nisais Brevi. That's what the Mishnah says, the Besula is supposed to get married Brevi on Wednesday, the Chuppah should be on Wednesday. Does it mean Vinevelis Brevi, that she also should have the Bia Vaisnes on Wednesday in the afternoon, like right after the Chuppah, if they make the Chuppah, let's say in the morning, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon also they could have the Bia ready. And then, Voloicha Shinin Likrure Daitoi, we're not afraid that again, the reason of the Mishnah, why we want them to have the first Bia Wednesday, really was to have the first Bia Wednesday night. That in case the chosin, the first time he lives with his kala, he finds out that she has no besulin, that she's a bula, that she lived with a man already, so we have to be afraid, maybe she lived with somebody the last 6 months, when they had erison. In the Gemara's time, they used to make kedushin first, erison, and then wait 12 months, and at the end of the 12 months, then they make the chuppah, they make the nesuyin later. So if Bishas Nesuyin, if the chosin, the first time he lives with his kala, he sees that she's a bula, that she has no besulin, it goes in too easy, he has to be afraid, maybe she lived with a man already these last 6 months, so maybe she's a soita, maybe she's also to him. So if we want that right after the bia, she should be able to get up and go right away to Beis Din. So really the Mishnah says the bia should be, or the Mefarshim, the bia should be Wednesday night, today that right away, Thursday morning, he'll go to Beis Din. So now we have the Shiloh, what about if she has the bia Wednesday afternoon? So now if the husband finds out Wednesday afternoon that she's a bula, the Maisi can't run to Beis Din right now. There's no Beis Din right now. Beis Din first opens tomorrow morning. So are we afraid between these next 10 hours that he'll cool off or not? That's the Shaila. Maybe for these few hours between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning, we're not afraid he'll cool off. So Mela, it's okay. It's all right even to have the first Bia Wednesday afternoon. I do know, maybe not. The din is Besula Nises Brevi. We want the chuppah to be true Wednesday afternoon. But for Nevelis, when is the first bia supposed to be? Bedavka b'chamishi, which means Leil Chamishi means Wednesday night. We bedavka want them to have the first bia Wednesday night. So a Melech, Wednesday night, he finds out that his wife was a bula. She doesn't have besulim.
So he has the chash, maybe to live with another man during erusin. So Melo go right away in the morning to Beis Din. Why the chashin lekruve daita? And we are afraid to push it off a little bit. So therefore, you're not allowed to have the first beer Wednesday afternoon. You bedafka have to have it Wednesday night. That's the shayla. What does our Mishnah mean when it says on Wednesday? Does the beer have to be bedafka Wednesday night, or the first beer could even be Wednesday afternoon? For these few hours, we're not afraid he'll calm down. Toshima, come and bring a proof. Tetoni bakapora. Besula nisef bravi. Besula, the first time she didn't live with a man yet, the first time you're supposed to have the chuppah on Wednesday. Venevelis bechamishi says clearly, the bia should be Wednesday night, the beginning of Thursday. Hoyo venemra by brachal dogim. And it says the reason is because the Torah says pruravu to the dogim on b'yom hachamishi. So therefore, you should have the first bia on yom hachamishi on Wednesday night. Rashi pruravu umilu esamayim. Vaita. Almona, Mashenkin, if she was married already once, she's a widow, then she gets married now, is the chuppah should be Nisus Bechamishi. She's supposed to make the chuppah on Thursday, Vinevelas Bechishi, and they have the first be a Thursday night, the beginning of Friday. Why? Hoya Benemra by Brochel Yodim. Because B'yay Mashishi, the Pasuk says, Pruu Ravu Amilu Esaretz. It says a Brochel Yodim. So that's why one of our mona to have the first be on the day of the Brochel Yodim. So Marcel like this. Taima, what's the reason that a psula is supposed to have a bia Wednesday night on Thursday? Mishum bracha, because there's a bracha on Wednesday. Aba mishum mikrure daita loichashinan. But mashma, if somebody doesn't care about the bracha, but some has a tekonas chachomin that we don't want the husband to cool off. We want him to be able to go straight to Beis Din. There's no chashash, even though we'll have the bia Wednesday afternoon. But since tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Beis Din is open, we're not afraid he won't calm down in such a short time. For the Gemara, if that's the Pshat Yochi, if so, Almona namiti bo bechamishi. If so, why does an Almona bedafka have to have the bia Thursday night and Friday? Why can't an Almona have the first bia Wednesday night, Thursday? Hoyo benemra by brachal adagim? Since it says in the Pasha, a brachal adagim also on Thursday. The Territory, that's not a kasha. Brachal the other madifule. Havad, it was better for an Almona to have the first bia on Thursday night, Friday. Because Friday the Torah says pru revu to an adam, that's a bigger bracha, the bracha liyodim, than the bracha to fish. For the Gemara v'inami, another teretz is another reason why we want an amona bedafka to have the first bia Thursday night, like on Friday. Mishum shaktu, we want it for her sake. What's her sake? The Tanya will learn like this. Mifnei ma omru, why was it said almona nisus bechamishi? An Amon is supposed to have a chasana, a chuppah on Thursday night. V'nevelis b'shishi, or Thursday. V'nevelis b'shishi, and the first bia should be Thursday night, Friday. Why? Shema tuay matibua b'chamishi, because if you're going to tell them they're allowed to have the chuppah on Wednesday, and they'll have the first bia Wednesday night, Thursday, l'mocha refreit tomorrow, on Thursday, mashkim l'nosrei. The husband will get up, and he'll go to work. So therefore, shok to chom the chom at the corner like this. At the corner is Bnei Yisrael. We care about the Bnei Yisrael. She yisomach ima shloshi yomim. We want that even if you marry an amana, even though the mitzvah like sheva bracha is only one day, but we want you to be happy with her for at least 3 days. How do you have that? Chamishi b'shamis. You have to make the chuppah on Thursday, so you'll be with her Thursday. Now you live with her first Thursday night, which is Friday. So the day you have the first beer with her, Vera Shabbos, you're in love with her the first day, Pshita, you'll be with her. For Shabbos, and then the next day is Shabbos, you don't go to work on Shabbos. So Mela, if you have the chuppah on Thursday, and then you live with her first Thursday night, so Friday you'll also be with her. And then Shabbos, you also have wolf, so Mela, for 3 days straight, you'll be with her. But if you're going to have the first beer Wednesday night, so true, maybe Thursday you'll stay home with her. But I call upon him Friday, you'll run right away to business to go to work. The Chum don't want that. The Chum want even Ben Amona. We want the husband to be with her for 3 straight days. So that's why Ben Amona, the corner was to make the chuppah on Thursday and have the first bia Thursday night. Today that's Friday he'll be with you. Vice versa, the day of the bia he stays with her. And then Shabbos you'll be also. The other Gemara says, Mayika ben Brocha l'shoktu. What's the difference between the time of Brocha? As we said now, 2 reasons why an Amona should have a chuppah on Thursday and the bia Thursday night. One is because Thursday night, like Friday, it says a brachal yodam. And second is mishum shaktu, that we want the husband to stay home with them for 3 straight days. What's the difference? So Mar says, Ika benayi wadam batal. Now, if Kaminu is a guy that doesn't have any work to do, a guy retired. So Mele, if he's retired, anyway he's going to be with his wife. So Mele, if the time is mishum shaktu, he'd be allowed to have the chuppah on Wednesday, and live with us Wednesday night first, because we're not afraid he'll go to work, he's retired. But if the time is mishum bracha, then even an odom bottle has to make the first biya bedavka Thursday night on Friday. Inam, or else, Yom Tov Shechali is Mer Shabbos. What's going to be a Friday is Yom Tov. So again, if the time is Mishum Shoktu, we're not worried now. Let him have the first biya Wednesday night, and Thursday will be with her anyway, because that's the day of the biya, and Friday is Yom Tov. But if the time is Mishum Bracha, we want a Badavka to have the first biya on Thursday night. That's enough, Kamina. Right, so as the first time, though, that will push it here. That really, Mitzaradin, you would be allowed to make the chuppah Wednesday afternoon, and also have the biya Wednesday afternoon. Mishum Mekrure Daita, we're not afraid. We're not afraid you'll calm down so fast. If you have the first biya Wednesday afternoon, and you find out that Sheha doesn't have Besulim, that you have to go to Besdin, since Besdin is open tomorrow morning, that is enough. But the Iker reason to have it Wednesday night is Mishum Bracha. Now the Gemara says, Dorosh Pakapora, Kidoilim Maise Tzadikim Yoisi Maise Shemayim Boretz. It's greater what the Psukim say about the Maise of Tzadikim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Dilu B'Maise Shemayim Boretz, when Hashem created the world, Ksiv, Af Yoda Yosto Eretz, my hands created the world, V'yamini Tovcho Shemayim, and my hands put up the Shemayim. But it says, Loshen of Yodi, Mashra, my hand, the Loshen Yochid. V'ilu B'Maise Yedem Shal Tzadikim Ksiv, Mechon Meshif Tuchel Pal to Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Karen Lu Yodecho. It says, Loshen of Yodecho, Loshen Rabin. Mashra by Tzadikim, the Maise of Mishkan, of the Mikdash, is the Maise of Tzadikim, it says, Loshen of Yodecho. Hasa Hoshiv B'Bavli Echod, one Bavli is the Kasha. V'Yabi Chia Shema, his name was Yabi Chia. The Postik says, V'Yabeshes Yodov Yitzoro. It says, Loshen of Yabeshes Yodov is going when Hashem created the Yabeshes, the dry land, it says Hashem's name of Yodov. Because even by the Briya Shemayim Rots, it's a Loshen of Yodov, a Loshen Rabim. So it's the same thing as Maise Tzadikim. Mor says, no, Yodoy Ksiv. Even though we read it Yodov, but it's written without the Yud, the second Yud. It's written just Yud Dalet Vov. For the Moraival Ksiv Yitzoroi, it says here, Yabeshes Yodov Yitzoru. Yitzoru is going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Loshen Rabim. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, no. It means Yitzoru Etz Poisov. It means that Hashem Etz Boy has created it, but only one hand. But by Maisa Tzadikim, it says Yodov, mash with the two hands. Kedesiv, ki era shomecho, Maisa Yitzbiyosecho, Yerev Kachov and Masher Kenanta. The mash with the Maisa Yitzbiyosecho of your fingers. So after it says Yitzoru means a Lashon Rabim of the 5 fingers, but really it's only one hand. Maisa Yavakasha. Pasuk says, "Ashamayim misaprim kavoy keil or ma'isa yodov magarakia." So, mashma ma'isa yodov, it says loshen rabim by the bria shemayim v'aretz. So, Mar says, "No hochakom." This is what the pasuk means. Ma'isa yodayim shel tzadikim mi magid. Who's going to tell over the tzadikim's ma'isim, the ma'isa mitzvahs that the tzadikim do? Harakia the shemayim. What does that mean? Or my niyum motor. Then when tzadikim do mitzvahs, Hashem brings down rain. So the Hashemayim Misaprim Kavoy Kelu Maisa Yodav Mag Rekiyah. Maisa Yodav means the Maisim of the Tzadikim, the Rekiyah will tell everybody. When there's a lot of rain, that shows that the Tzadikim are doing a lot of Maisim. So it's still Emes what we're saying. It's greater the Maisim of the Tzadikim than the way Hashem created the world. Right, the Dorish Pakapura. Maisa Siv was the Pasuk say, V'yoseh Tiyah L'chol Aznecha. You should have a peg, a yosser, or a shovel, al oznecha, poshut oznecha means on your other utensils that you're carrying. So vidash in al tikri oznecha doesn't mean the other utensils you have, ela al oznecha, on your ears. What does that mean? What should you carry on your ear? Shem yishma adam dava shen hogin. If somebody hears lashon hara, he hears somebody speaking bad about somebody, you know what you should do? Your niyach etzbo b'yoznov. You're supposed to put your hands in your ear, that you shouldn't hear it. Final the Yom Rabbi Lazar.